That was 14-year-old Rachel Parent throwing down the gauntlet to Kevin. The teen activist is passionate about genetically modified food and, as you just heard, takes issue with a lot of things Kevin has to say on the subject, including a show that we did some time ago. Rachel's an activist and the founder of Kids' Right to Know. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here today.
I want to start with how you came to be passionate about this. What was it about GMO that actually drew you in the first place?
Well, originally I had to do a speech for my school, and I really wasn't sure what to do it on. So I was researching these different topics, and I realized that GMOs actually affected everything. So I decided to go with GMOs and researched it more and more, and then eventually I just got so into it protesting and got so into it, I started doing speeches for other people.
Who are the other people you're doing speeches for?
I actually go to schools, and I also do speeches at protests and different conferences as well.
Are your parents involved? Is it something that they supported, or was this something that you did all on your own?
I did it, but they support me completely.
Yeah. You know what a lobbyist is, right?
Yes. Somebody,
okay. Do you think you're a lobbyist for the movement that's against genetically modified foods? Would you call yourself that?
No, I don't think so. And I think that I'm just a part of that movement, and I feel like I'm like supporting the youth, really.
And why, when you say Kids' Right to Know, why do you feel it's important? I mean, this is obviously an issue that's a political hot button, right? It's a fight in places like Europe, keeping the foods out of places, labeling them in America. It's all over the place. Why do kids in particular, in your view, need to have an awareness of this?
For sure. I believe it's our future, after all. I mean, if you're going to do something to our food, we should definitely know about it. And we're the ones who might have to live with these consequences. So why not be informed about it?